Praised be Jesus and Mary. In the opening prayer of this votive Mass in honor of St. Francis, we pray that through the intercession of St. Francis, we may come to know that joyful charity, which, if acquired, will unite us to God for all eternity. Now, in this morning's first reading, we hear very famous line, you know, vanity of vanities, says, Qoheleth, all things are vanity. It sounds like Qoheleth had quite a bad attitude. But not really, you know, what he's doing is looking at all things and simply saying, what's important in life? We put forth much effort on so many things, and what really comes of it. There are some things that are critically important, and that has to do with the spiritual life. With doing God's will in our own lives, because that's the part that's going to remain. Some of those things at time, are going to seem mere vanity, because if we do our daily duties, it seems like it's the same thing over and over again. We get up and we do the same things, and then we go to bed, and we get up the next day and start all over. We think this is just foolishness. It's redundant. It's just vanity. Why am I spending so much time just spinning my wheels and doing the same thing? But if we look at it and recognize that, recognize it from God's perspective, we realize that it's not vanity. If we're doing it God's way, if it's pure vanity, if we're doing it out of selfishness, but if it's being done out of charity, then it's not vanity at all. So it depends, not merely on what it is that we're doing, but also on how we do it. Therefore, we simply need to look at what we're doing and why we're doing it with the proper priorities. If our top priority is not the love of God and love of neighbor, then it must be the love of self, which is pure vanity. But if we're living our lives for ourselves, then we'll have to say with Qoheleth, vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. But if we're living our lives for God and for those around us, then things are not vanity. They're opportunities for charity, for seeking deeper union with God, which is something that's not going to pass away, but is going to grow and continue for all eternity. This being the case, then we can change this little quote and say, charity, that all things are charity.